T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tommy Bowden, ACC Network analyst and former Clemson head coach. Coach, how are you today?
Good afternoon. A little hot down here in Florida.
A little hot here too, brother. 101 in the big city. 101 in New York City today, Tommy.
If you stand out in the middle of that asphalt, it's 101.
That's you smell the garbage. There's nothing like that great aroma, garbage aroma. You could really, it's really potent today, Coach. Oh, it's nasty.
Coach, you know, we were just talking about the ACC and how Clemson obviously is the dominating team, but there's other teams like Miami and Florida State who historically are good, really good franchises, but they've fallen on hard times. How soon till some of these teams start to catch up to Clemson?
Well, you know, we thought when Mark Richt came in and quickly won 10 games, we said, you know, they're back, they're on the verge of being back. He's the right guy. He's a Miami guy, played there. And it didn't pan out. And then Ray Taggart, not a Florida State guy, but a Florida guy that always admired Florida State, don't know if he's the right guy because he's got also such a terrible start. So those programs have won national championships. They have consistently had success at the highest level, both of the schools. But, man, they are a ways behind Clemson.
Yeah, they are. And a lot of that is because of the recruiting acumen of Dabo Swinney. For a while it was wide receivers, all of them going to the NFL. Now it's defensive linemen. But he also has his quarterback in Trevor Lawrence, who as a freshman was spectacular. What's the encore going to be like for Trevor Lawrence? Because that's what we're all waiting for once the NFL or once the college football season kicks off.
I think it's going to be the same thing with most guys that have success at his age. Is he going to read the newspapers, let it go to his head, or he slip a little bit in preparation and in focus and be content? I don't think so. There's no indications that he's going to do that. We won't know because he's not going to go to the ACC these days.
Yeah.
We won't be able to tell by his answers. But just knowing what I do about him and hear Dabo and some of the staff talk about him, some of the guys I know personally, and the way they speak about him in the same vein as Deshaun Watson, and you see the success he's had and how he handled himself, I don't see any slippage at all, to be honest with you.
No, he's incredible. Yeah. We're talking to Tommy Bowden, ACC Network, and, of course, does great work there. He's an analyst, former coach Clemson. You mentioned Deshaun Watson, which is great praise. We all know what you mean. High character, great player, but obviously a different kind of player. You hate to do this to a kid who's only a sophomore and already start to find somebody that's an NFL great or an NFL comparison. But anybody jump out early to you? Who does he remind you of in the NFL, past or current?
Yeah, I think more of a luck at the luck to play at Stanford and it's now with Indianapolis.
Yep.
A really good understanding of the game. He's not a great runner, but a good enough runner. Has great pocket presence. You know, he's kind of a strong guy physically. Now, Trevor Lawrence is bigger, but kind of a thick body. Both of them got kind of thick bodies. So I think both of those guys reminds a little bit more of Luck than I think of anybody else. And I think and Luck had early success. I think Trevor Lawrence will have early success. Trevor's just a little bit bigger physically. But height-wise, but I think the thickness of the body, their escapability is good. It's not great. But the ability to make good decisions and deliver the ball with velocity.
Yeah.
A lot of similarities.
You know, Coach, let me ask you about the University of Miami. I know you talked about Mark Richt and the idea that they would turn it around. Last year they were just above 500, 7-6. They were 4-4 in the ACC. But we were having a discussion at the top of this hour about the transfer portal and how these immediate waivers are happening. And Miami's somewhat of a beneficiary of that because Tate Martell, who left Ohio State after Justin Fields from Georgia transferred into Ohio State, he transferred out and ended up in Miami. Has it gotten too easy and too liberal and like free agency with this transfer portal?
You know, I think it has. You know, I really do, and I'm anxious. I don't think it's going to be good for college football. You know, the NFL, it's you know, has got movement and some similarities, but, you know, it's a business. It's professional decisions that these guys make, a lot of money involved. College is, you know, you like to hold on to some of the amateur status of college athletics, and I don't see this as transport portal, you know. You know, for the love of the game and going to college and the college experience and all that, I think it's going to send us in the wrong direction if we continue to let it go the way it is. I think it needs some modification.
Yeah. You know, the one thing that you that we talked about that could be beneficial is that these kids actually get to play. You know what I mean? We get to see them, and we hear all this hype as they come out of high school, but then they get to a school, they can't win the competition, but they go transfer, and you get to see them play at least. But it almost feels like it's undercutting what it's supposed to be all about, and that's competition.
That, and a lot of times it's waiting your time. You know, a lot of times there's patience involved. A lot of things to learn from patience, wait your time, and a lot of want immediate success. And so, you know, there's some merit that, like Major League Baseball, I know they wait a long time. A lot of times the NBA, they wait. Other sports, they wait. And, you know, sometimes that's a virtue that young people don't have. And some, you know, I don't think this is going to encourage it.
Tommy, I want to ask you about a team that, you know, when you talk about the ACC, you really, most years, you wouldn't even bring them up. I mean, first of all, for a long time, they weren't even in the ACC. That's Syracuse. Yeah. And, you know, Syracuse is, you know, for the younger fans, it's easy to forget. From 85 through 99, they played in 12 bowls, 8 of which they actually won. Donovan McNabb, I mean, Marvin, they had some great, great talent as Unitique. You know, he played against a lot of these guys in the NFL. Freedy played there. And you look at Syracuse now, there's just inherent challenges. It's cold. It's a strange stadium. Game day atmosphere is okay. There's not great high school talent in the area. But it seems like Dino Babers has gotten this thing to, I don't know if he can take the next step, but what they did last year, is that a mirage, or is this step one of getting Syracuse back to being somewhat nationally prominent? Somewhat.
Yeah, I think he can take the next step. Syracuse can, but he's surely qualified. I've known him for 20-some years. I ran into him as an assistant coach. I had dinner with him one night, and it really jumped out at me. I've always followed his career. He's been an offensive skill guy. That's kind of what I was coming up with the ranks. So when he got that job, I tell a lot of people in my show, just watch out for Dino Babers. And you look what 10 wins in Syracuse.
Yeah.
It's really, really difficult to do. And all the limitations that you just mentioned, they're legitimate. You know, and that's why I'm surprised he's still there.
Yeah. Well, Tommy, do you think he's bound? You think he's going to leave or wants to?
I don't think he wants to. I just think, you know, there's just so much more out there that he could achieve and that has all the things that will take him years to be able to say, even if they can. I don't know if they have the room for another stadium or can improve on the atmosphere. But he can go to a school that already has that and make about another $2 or $3 more million and win 10 wins and maybe be in the playoffs. So I think he's one of the next great hires at a bigger Power 5 school. But he's done a great job. I've had my eyes on him for a long time. I told people 4 years ago, to really watch out for this guy. And he's done the right. He's done the opposite of Mark Fuentes. Justin Fuentes at Virginia Tech won 10 initially.
Yeah,
and this
guy's
stuck up on 10 and done it the hard way, built him, and he's got him in a position to continue to have success. But I just don't think he'll beat it very long.
Yeah, he's done it, you know, brick by brick. He's done it the hard way. So he certainly has a foundation at a place where it's tough to win, no doubt. Tommy Bowden, former coach Clemson, ACC Network analyst with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, Coach, one more before we let you go. I have to ask you about my alma mater, the University of Virginia, and the job that Bronco Mendenhall is doing or starting to do. They 8-5 last year. They won their bowl game against South Carolina. They blew out South Carolina. It feels like it's going in the right direction. Give me good news about my Cavaliers.
My producer, when I was with the show, was a Virginia graduate, and I said, hey, watch out. This is another guy that's going to have success. He's had success. He's a defensive guy. Bryce Perkins is back, and what a talent he is. Maybe he's the second-best quarterback behind Trevor Lawrence. But I know the guy's done it the right way, recruit guys to fit his system. And they could very easily, and I'll say easily, but they could be a legitimate contender for the postal. And if they were to win it, it would be the seventh different team in 7 years.
Wow.
I think you picked two guys right there, Bronco Mendenhall and Dino Babers, that right now now are as good as any in the country, and their programs have been moving in that direction. But I really like Virginia, what they've done.
Ain't go Teague.
I like what I'm hearing. I like what I'm hearing.
You got to like that. Here come the Cavs.
They can win the Coastal. They really do.
All right. Tommy, good stuff. Appreciate you calling us. I know we had a little issue with the phone, but thanks for making it happen, Coach.
Hey, y'all have a good summer.
Appreciate you, Coach.
No doubt about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.